Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marani Merasi. Sheyichiyu schusimcha benecha gittal. Bracha v'sarucha v'sei yadav. We're in the fourth perek of the fourth shar of the holy sefer Nefesh HaChaim of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabban Chaim Belozhiner, or at least Rabban Shel Kol HaMisnagdim, Rabban Chaim Belozhiner. Even though we gave a shir, we show how much Rav Chaim learned Sifrei Chassidus, and there are parallels between his writings and Sifrei Chassidus, but definitely it's hard to say that the Chassidim adopted him as their Rebbe. I'll go upon him. I don't in any way mean to detract from his great kavod, and that we're learning his sefer because we have the greatest kavod for him. And we will learn him here to Shem, and we will go mala mala. And it should also be Lunishmas Maris Esther Basr of Shmuel and Yehuda ben Frantichek. Omnam Vade Diev Shalomar Shain Sarach Linyan Eitzah Katara Shum Torah Machshavir Ez Hashem Chalila. So in the previous chapter, the Nefesh HaChaim spoke about the Torah being Lahosif Lekach Upilpa. You're learning for the sake of Torah. To understand Torah, to shtaig, to well, we say shtaig. Shtaig means to grow. But to grow in learning and to grow and to expand the Torah, to be Mechadish in Torah. That's what Torah Lishma is. But don't think that you don't need any pure thoughts and you don't need Yiras Hashem. So it's not Dveikus B'Hashem, as Rav Chaim explained, but you also have to have Yiras Shamayim. And you're not thinking about Hashem when you're thinking about a Ramai. What's a Ramai going to do? Does he have a Migu? Does he not have a Migu? Is it a good argument? Is it not a good argument? That's all amazing. But the bottom line is that you should learn mitoch ratzon. You should have this will to expand your understanding of Torah. But there also has to be Yiras Hashem. Sherei Mishnah Shlema Shinu. I mean, Yireim Chachma. The Mishnah says there's no Yira. There's no Chachma. The whole all of your Chachma means nothing if you don't have Yira. Could be a professor. Tony Rebbe Shlita said he knew a professor. He grew up in Beit Vegan. I think this professor lived in Beit Vegan. Or maybe he didn't. Ragavanim, he knew a professor. The guy knew Shas Baal Peh, a professor of Talmud, and he was a Mechal Shabbos. So what good is your knowing Shas Baal Peh if you're a Mechal Shabbos? V'yomer ma'idich siv lamezeh mechir bi'ad k'siyah liknos chachma v'leiv oyin. Oy lehem l'talmidei chachamim she'oskim b'tar ve'im b'miris shemayim. What's the point of all of the Torah v'leiv oyin if there's no Yiras Shamayim? So when it says here Ksil, he's a fool. The fool is that he's foolish in his ethically speaking, that he doesn't keep the mitzvahs. So what does it help us if this Ksil knows all this Torah? He's a really smart guy, but he doesn't have Yiras Hashem. Mishmos Rabba, call me Shu Yodea Ve'en Biyado Yiras Chait Ein Biyado Klum. Shekiflios shel Torah b'yiras chait. Yiras chait is the wrapping of Torah. And if there's no wrapping, then the content also will get lost. So you have to have both. You have to have Yiras Shamayim, and you also have to have Torah. You have to know how to learn. You have to be a lamdin. But that has to go along with Yiras Shamayim. Paragimel, Nefesh HaChaim writes that by mitzvahs, the ikar is the asiyah b'foal. And extra kavana and pure thoughts are not critical, are not ma'akev. And the Choretz Mashma here, a little bit differently, because as far as mitzvahs, you don't need Torah, Machshav, and Yiras Shamayim Li'ikuva. It's not Ma'akev. But Eisek HaTorah, it's Ma'akev. When it comes to mitzvahs, so it's Mashma that the Ikar is the Asiyah. And the Kavani Yaseir and Torah, Machshav isn't Ma'akev at all. And when it comes to Torah, it's Mashma here that it is Ma'akev. If you don't have Yiras Shamayim, what's your Torah worth? However, later on, this is pointed out by Rav Saratsky and Shlita, some of our hours are from him, later on, the Nefesh HaChaim brings that you have to be careful with Yiras Hashem, because it's the Shorash in Yisod L'chol Mitzvah HaTorah. It's the root of everything. If you're not Shomer Yiri, you're not Shomer Mitzvah HaTorah. If you don't have Yiri, you're not keeping the mitzvahs properly. So it's mashma that it is Ma'akev. So that's one insight. Also, we have to understand this, that you need Yiras Shamayim, is that even for Torah Shebichsav or only for Torah Shebaal Peh? Because the Gemara Darshins in Shabbos on page 31, Vaya Munasitecha, etc., etc., and we darshin it on Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, on Zraim, Kachim, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, and Tyrus. Sorry for going out of order. And then it says, Vafilu Hachi, and Sof Kol Sof, after you have the Shisha Starim, Yiras Hashem Yotzara. You have to have the Yiras Shemayim. If you don't have the Yiras Shemayim, it's worthless. But there it's only talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. Maybe you only need Yiras for Torah Shebaal Peh. And also Shmos Rabba, Perek Lamed. Atamotzi Adam Shona Medrish Halachas Vagadas. V'imein bo Yiras Chait, ein biyado klum. So also there, we're talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. And in that it says, Imein Yirein Chachma, we learn in the third parak of Avot, Mishnah Yitzayin, Imein Yir, if there's no Yir, there's no Chachma. Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Shetzarech sheyaktim ha-Yir lo Chachma, Shebelo kein lasof lo yikayim ha-Chachma v'yokutzba v'yinichena, ki me'acha she'en lo tikon amidus tchila v'en ha-Yareis Hashem, Lama ze mechir biyad ksi ha-liknos Chachma v'leiv oyin l'hakim istvah Hashem, ki ha-Yir tzricha lios kodem ha-Chachma. Because if you don't have Yira, then in the end you're going to leave your Chachma. You're not going to fulfill the word of Hashem. Because the Yira has to precede the Chachma. Ki me'acha she'en lo tikun amidus tchila ve'eno yareis Hashem lamezeh mechir biyad ksi liknos Chachma v'leiv ayin. Since he has no tikkun amidos, and he doesn't fear Hashem, and what's the point of all of his chachma? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that if somebody doesn't have yiras shemayim, he doesn't have tikkun amidos. And what he means is that the root of the fact that he doesn't have yira is that he doesn't have tikkun amidos. Because it says, ein bur, yirei chet. Bur, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is somebody who is like a bor, like a pit. He's empty. He has no Torah, he has no mitzvahs, he has no derech eretz, he has no midas tovos. So he doesn't know how to guard himself from averus, since he's so empty. So you see here that it starts with tikkun amidus. You have to have derech eretz, and then if you have derech eretz, you can come onto Yiras Shamayim and be careful about sin. But if he's a boor, and he doesn't have basic derech eretz, so where's he going to get to? Where's he going to get to Yiras Shamayim from? He does whatever he feels like doing. He's filled with himself. He's filled with his ego. He's filled with his arrogance, whatever it may be. But there's really, if there's bad midos, there's really no room for Yiras Shamayim. So it has to start with tikkun amidos, Yiras Shamayim, and then you come to chachma. It says, V'leiv ayin. So, Rabbeinu Reb Chaim writes in the Ruach Chaim on Avos Aleph Aleph, Shem Yira Kodmas Kol Adibur Me'atora Yotze Me'alev V'nefesh V'tocho Rotsu V'havas Hashem V'yirosa. V'lam Yilma B'lish Tek Dem Yira Yorim Luvavo Yikante Chas Shom V'nochol Shalom Laman. If you start with fear, then all of your Torah is coming from your heart. That's the leiv. And you're filled with Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. But if you learn without starting with Yira, then you're going to have Gaiva. And it's better that you not learn. Ooh, scary. That's Reb Chaim and the Ruach Chaim. Taisarosh in Yuma, page 72b, writes that if you're learning from Yiras Peranus, it says, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Balashma. Let's say a person's learning because he wants to protect himself. He wants it as a school against coronavirus. So such a person, we say, Shmitoch Shelo Lishma Balashma. But if you're just learning in order to start up with your friend in order to slug up your friend, and you're not makayim what you learn, it's a sama mavis, it's poison. So from the Rush it seems that you don't have to start with yiras haromimus, just yiras onesh, right? There are two types of yira. There's fear of God's greatness, his awesomeness. I think they translated the art school Nora Sihilos that he's too awesome. Right? Hashem is too awesome. But awesome literally, awesome, like awe, it brings awe. So that's one type of yira, yiras haromimus. And then there's yiras ha'onesh, fear of sin. So the mashmos of the Rush is that all you have to have is fear of sin. That's the prerequisite. But not necessarily fear of Hashem's exalted greatness, his awesomeness. It's always good to understand when you're talking about yira, you're talking about yiras haromimus, talking about yiras ha'onesh. Okay, moving right along. Says Rabbeinu. Uvakdamas Azar, Yud Aleph, Amar Rashbi, Shayiri E, Tara La Allah, Legomehim Nusa, Vabkud does Kaim Kol Alma. That he says that Yira is the gate to enter Amunah. And on this mitzvah, the whole world exists. But the Ikrabi is Soldo Cholshar Pkudin Dor Raisa. And this is the root and foundation of all the other mitzvahs of Torah. Misha shomeret haTorah shomer hakol. Somebody is guarding. Misha shomer seyira shomer hakol. Somebody is guarding yira is guarding everything. Umishaino shomer seyira lo notir yira. If he's not guarding yira lo notir pekudei araisa, then he's not going to be keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. So it has to all start with yira. If he doesn't have yira, then he doesn't have proper emunah. He doesn't have yira, he's not going to keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Because yira is the gate to enter into Mehem Nusa. It's the gate that enters you into Amunah. In Parashas Bishalach, it says, "Vayiru ha'ames Hashem ve'aminu b'Hashem." So first there's yira, and then there's emuna. That's what the Or HaChaim says. Then the Or HaChaim asks, "Are we talking about yiras haromimus? Because they already had yiras ha'onesh from Mitzrayim, or maybe they didn't even have proper yiras ha'onesh until they saw the Yad HaGedolah. Vayiru ha'ames Hashem ve'arisel tzogelah sharas Hashem Mitzrayim. Only after they saw the Yad HaGedolah." Then they had fear. Maybe only then they had fear of Onesh. And concludes the Or HaChaim that even if they didn't have Yiras HaOnesh until then, the Pasuk is talking also about Yiras HaRomimus. Omro ve'yaminu ki zetashlem ha'muna lahem. So you need both. That's how you have Amunah Shleima. So it needs to start with Yiras HaOnesh. But in order to have Emunah Shleima, you need to have Yiras HaRomimus as well. Not only to fear punishment, but to fear God's exaltedness. Uvakdamas Azor Yad Aleph Amar Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Shayir Yi Tara La'ala Legolam Emnusa. I'm sorry. Uvaparashas Korach Uvaparashas Bahar My Almachus Shemaim Elakahai Torah. What is Almachus Shemaim? Like that axe. Kach Tzarech Adam Lakabalav Ol Betchila. Veachach Yavod Bokomash Tzarech. We may not Makabalav Zebetchila any Ochalava. Vizeshakas, I'm just reading it in Hebrew. Ivdu as Hashem Beyira, Mao Beyira, Kumashkas of Rashis Chachmir as Hashem. Velkain Zeot Chila Sakom. Shem Shabzen Nichon Shashar Ilashar Kedusha. First you need to take upon yourself the yoke. Only after you take upon yourself the yoke can you properly serve Hashem. It's like we have in the Mishnah, why Shema before Vahayim Shema? First all Malchus Shemaim, then all mitzvahs. It starts with all Malchus Shemaim. And if you don't have that, then you can't serve Hashem. Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, like it says, Reishis Chachma Yira Hashem. It all has to start with Yira. And Avodas Hashem is mitoch, has to be mitoch Yira, says the Zohar Kadosh, mitoch Emuna, mitoch Kabbalah Samachus Shemaim. Otherwise, what type of Avodas Hashem is it? So don't think from what I said before that you don't need Yiras Shemaim. Of course you need Yiras Shemaim, says the Nefesh HaChaim. And he writes, V'apkuda dos kaim kol alma, this mitzvah, the whole world exists. Where he says, Shayiri tara la'alav go beim nusa. The year is the gate to Amuna, and on this mitzvah the whole world exists. We see in the Maharsha, in Chagiga, Yud Beis Amid Beis, that the world exists because of Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Makas Chavdal Ramad Aleph. We say that there are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe. David HaMelech broke it down to 11 basic categories. Habakkuk broke it down into one, established the whole Torah in one. What's the mitzvah? V'tzadik be'emunaso yichye. So you see that the whole Torah is the moon is the foundation of the whole Torah. Because if the world exists because of mitzvahs, and all the mitzvahs can be are resting on the mitzvah of Amunah, that means the moon is the foundation of the world. The Zohar Kaddish writes that if somebody's not Shomer Yira, then they're not Shomer Mitzvah HaTorah. And the Zohar writes that Yira is the gate to enter to Emunah. So not only if you're not guarding your Yira, you're not keeping Mitzvah HaTorah, since without Yira you can't be a Mamin Bashem, and Mela, you're not going to be Shomer Mitzvahs. Like the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Aleph, that the reason the Bahag doesn't count Emunah as a mitzvah, Shein minyan tayag el gzeirosef shegazer aleinu lasos umananu shelo nase v'amunu ikor v'asher shemenu noldu ha-mitzvahs shemen ma'aminim gzeirosef heich mekaimin. Because it's not a specific mitzvah, it's the foundation of all mitzvahs. So without Yira you can't be a true ma'amin, and without Emunah you can't keep any of the mitzvahs. Because again, Yira is the gate to Emunah, and Emunah is the foundation of all the mitzvahs. See, if you don't have Yira, you don't have all the mitzvahs. So Yira Shemaim is huge. He writes, so to a person has to be mekabel himself first the yoke and then serve. That's what it says in the Mechilta. It says, Lo yalecha Elohim acherim al panai. Since it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So this is a mashal to a king who comes into a medina. And he says, before I make zeros on them, first I want them to be makabel my malchus. Because if I make zeros, if I make decrees and they don't accept my kingship, then they're not going to fulfill the decrees. So to Hashem, said to the Jewish people, you are makabel my malchus in Mitzrayim. So just like you're a makabel my malchus, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, be makabel my gzeros lo yelecha. I tell you also not to have other gods. So once you're makabel the malchus, you're makabel the gzeros. So the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Aleph writes that we see from this that Kabbalah's Malchus of Hashem, accepting Hashem's kingship, that's Emunah. Because the Medrash says that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is Kabbalah's Malchus, and that's the mitzvah of Emunah. or the foundation of Emunah. And Reb Chaim wrote earlier from the Zohar that Yira is part of the mitzvah of Emunah. You can't be a Mamun without Yira. So just like Kabbalah Sol Malchus is Emunah, they're identical, right? Because the Medrash says that accepting Malchus is learned from Enochi Hashem Elokecha, which is Emunah. So too Kabbalah Sol Malchus is Yira, because Yira is the gate to Emunah. You need both. It says in the Mishnah on Avos, in chapter 3, Mishnah 11, Kol shiyiras cheto kogemes lechachmas v'chachmas v'miskayemes, ki yiras Hashem tchile hi ikar akiyum shel chachmas v'tor. It says if you have yiras chet and it precedes your chachma, then your chachma will last. Because the yiras Hashem that you start with is the kiyum of the chachma. That's what makes the chachma last. You have to have yira. Kol shiyiras cheto kodemes lechachma, so then your chachma lasts. You need both. Otherwise, what's the point of your chachma if you don't have yira? It's just like fancy, nice ideas, but it doesn't have any practical application. What sort of chachma is that? I know that I'm supposed to take my medicine, but I don't take my medicine. It's great chachma, it's not going to help me. Kama shamar asena zichrona levracham reish lakash mindich si v'yam anasitecha emunah seydu zeh seydu zroim chashiv sham v'zeh apasu kol ha-shas v'sayim afilu achi yiras Hashem yotzara. You also have to have Yira. The Mashkosev has Hatara l'rov Tavuos. V'hayira l'otzer ha-machzik bo hamon Tavuos v'mishtamrim b'selcho. Sh'yiras Hashem hi-otzer l'chachmas Hatara HaKadosha. It says, Emunah is a Seder Zerayim. Itecha is Seder Moed. Chosen is Seder Nashim. Yeshua is a Seder Nezikim. Chochma is a Seder Kochim, Das is a Seder Tyrus. And it concludes, even so, even if you know the whole Shas, Yiras Hashem Yotzara. So what you have is, you have Torah, which is a lot of Tevuah. You have a lot of grain. And the Yira is like an Otzar. Yiras Hashem Yotzara. It's the storehouse for all the grain. Dima kosev is a Torah l'rov tevuos. The pasuk compares Torah to a lot of grain, to a lot of spiritual bounty. And the year is what holds it. A machzik bo hamon tevuos u'mishtamrim b'selcha, that's holding on to a lot of tevuah and they're guarded in it. Shiras Hashem yotzer l'chachma satara kadosh. Yiras Hashem is the storehouse for all the chachma. Shal yada teskayim eitzel adam yeloich al adam tchila otzer a year arev truah satara kumurach apanei sada lemirmas regla shor b'chamor chas shom shem b'sem b'sem b'sem. You're going to lose it all. It's going to rot. It's going to be rotten chachma. So you have to have both. B'chein amral zakasu v'atam otze adam shona medru shalachas v'agad v'zmei v'yir chait en b'yado klum mashal adam etzel shishlo elef mido shal tfuah. You have to have both. If you can have medrash halachas agadas, but if you don't have yiras shemayim, then this is all going to be trampled upon. All your chachma, it's worth nothing. All right, Siyata Dishmaya, we learned Perek Dalet. And Mirtz Hashem, if Hashem gives us life and health and simcha and everything we need, hopefully we'll be zocha to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.